Welcome to Murondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Murondoy comes to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited,
the Conservation International Guyana,
Guyana Lottery Company, SPADS Incorporated, and the Small Business Bureau, urging you to stay safe by washing or sanitizing your hands, wearing masks, covering your nose and mouth if you sneeze or cough, and maintaining physical distancing.
Joanne, I have to go out to pay some bills.
Mom, remember we're going to sign you up for Republic Online and Republic Mobile.
But don't I still need to go to the bank to sign up?
No, Mom. Republic Bank made it even easier for us to sign up. Just visit RepublicGuyana.com, click the Republic Online sign up banner, follow the instructions, and you're good to go.
No need to visit the bank when you can use Republic Online and Republic Mobile. Pay bills, transfer funds to any local bank or to any Republic Bank account. Check balance and more anywhere at any time. Take advantage of Republic's convenient sign-up process and do your banking from home. Log on to RepublicGuyana.com and find out how easy it is to sign up today.
Republic Bank, we're the one for you.
As the novel coronavirus continues to have an increased impact on our community, Canadian Banknote and the Guyana Lottery Company would like to strongly remind you of the importance of listening and acting very seriously upon the advice that is being given about social distancing, hand washing, and the common symptoms associated with this virus. When we resume our business, we will play our part in minimizing situations where people are crowded together by ensuring that the appropriate signage is placed at our agents countrywide, that machines are sanitized, and that our operators pay keen attention to their working environment. This is a time for bringing families closer together, for staying home, for creating memories, and embracing what will become a new normal, not only for our dear Guyana, but worldwide. A heartfelt thank you to our essential workers. Take care and be safe.
This is a message from the Guyana Lottery Company.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from SPADS Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, SPADS will help you select the best materials. And garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. SPADS Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks. And the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. Their treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's SPADS Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
The Small Business Bureau is offering small business relief grants and services to registered small businesses experiencing significant economic challenges as a result of the COVID-19 pandemic in Guyana. The relief support is intended to strengthen and sustain small businesses through provision of the following: relief grants to sustain business operations and retain employees, training and development support to establish and market businesses through online platforms, diversify businesses, and forge supply partnership. Small Business Bureau, promoting entrepreneurship.
In our last episode, Goldman asked Dinah about upgrading the restaurant, and Unique retorted that the business belonged to her and Dinah, not him. She accused him of stealing money from the restaurant, which he denied. Later, he and Brian discussed the RMI and safeguards in mining. Brian called Divine in spite of the fact that the DNA test proved Emmanuel was not his son. She hung up the phone. Right now, it is Easter Day in Murondoy.
My grandson's first Easter.
You like how I dress you up like an Easter egg?
Yes! You know, we really should have carried out on the sea while a little bit for fly kite.
In this COVID season, I ain't taking no chances, Auntie Monica.
It is nice you and Ryan got a big yard that we could do the little barbecue right here.
Oh, I getting hungry though. When Ignatius and Ryan got done this first set of barbecue, man.
You could go on so far.
Yes, I going out there to them. I can't wait to taste the pork because I season shit good.
How you feel, Medato?
Happy. Relieved that everybody knows the truth now that Emmanuel is Ryan's son.
I never doubt you, Medato.
Really, Daddy?
You are too sure yourself.
That's what I kept telling everybody. That I know what happened when. I know my body and my cycle.
You could imagine Ryan was the father?
I honestly don't think me and Ryan would have survived that.
Yeah.
It's like we have a new start, you know?
This is your second chance to get it right.
And I don't plan on doing anything to hurt my husband ever again.
Ignatius, how this pork taking so long for finished barbecuing?
You must have buy an old pig, Monica.
Look, turn up the heat or whatever you need to do, eh? Shelly, how the fried rice looking there?
Done. You could eat this while you wait for the meat. Plus, we got macaroni and cheese and green salad.
But me ain't eating nothing without meat. I sitting down right here and wait.
You want a more time, Monica?
Yes, Ryan, thanks.
Look. Let me sit down here and rest my foot and enjoy this little breeze, yeah?
Yeah, it's a nice day.
Easter in the COVID, eh?
Here you go, Auntie Monica.
But Ryan, how come you don't ask me if I want anything? Like me throat and dry too?
I didn't hear you complaining, Auntie Shelley.
Well, I tell you, you're now a thirsty. Please bring me a cold beer.
Coming up.
Honey, you look very productive. How are you sweating so over the barbecue?
Yes, me love.
Hey, Ignatius, try don't let your sweat drop on them ribs.
Monica, that's all you focusing on. We got chicken and calabrese on the grill too.
Shelly, it's 5 days ago I seasoned them ribs and had it marinating.
5 days? Well, I seasoned the chicken yesterday.
You see?
But I know it's still gonna taste good.
Here you go, Shelly. One cold beer.
Thanks, Ryan. Watch how me and Monica got you running up and down like a barman.
Well, he need a little exercise for carry down the belly. I see getting there. You're too young for though.
It's the good food.
Try.
I go in inside and check on Divine and Emmanuel.
Tell Lawrence Lee come outside and take a little fresh air. He can't hold baby all day.
Bring Emmanuel down.
I think Divine didn't want to bring you down now because of the smoke from the barbecue.
But the smoke blowing in the other direction.
All right.
Ignatius, how long more you average we got there?
About 10 minutes.
Lovely.
Aye. I feel so good that we could celebrate Easter Monday as a family.
Why Ignatius didn't invite your nephew?
Alonzo?
Yeah. They don't get along?
Yeah. They're good, man. But I guess Alonzo doing his own thing today, no?
Well, you're right. A good-looking young man like that must got a woman and you ain't want too many people here.
Yeah, because we're battling with the COVID, eh?
Physical distance.
Excuse me, Monica.
I'm going to the washroom quick.
All right, girl.
Aye. I need to rest me foot a little bit.
Hey, try don't let the barbecue burn.
Nothing of the sort. I am a professional barbecue cook.
Whatever, Ignatius.
It's a beautiful day, eh, Monica?
Yeah, man. So nice that we could celebrate with Ryan and Divine and Emmanuel.
Yes, a grandson is worthy of a celebration.
I was just asking Shelley, why you didn't invite your nephew?
Oh, Alonzo. I didn't even think about that, you know. I should have.
It's not too late. You could still call, eh? Tell you we observing strict COVID guidelines, though.
Ah, I see. Let me get myself a drink.
All right. Speak of the devil. Alonzo.
Is me phone?
Yeah.
Oh, the person hung up.
Was Alonzo.
Oh. What does we want?
Who was calling you, babes?
Oh, the person hung up.
You can't check their caller ID?
It wasn't...
Actually, Monica, that was one of my cousins.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, okay.
Well, call them back.
Later, man. Me know what they want.
All right. Let's toast to good health, happiness, and prosperity on this Easter Monday.
Yeah.
Cheers.
Look who's here.
Emmanuel.
Just don't carry him nowhere near the barbecue smoke.
He's safe. You don't see the smoke blowing the other direction?
Because I'm going to eat some of this barbecue.
Nope, we're not doing that.
Just put a little taste on his lips.
Breast milk. That's all he getting for now.
We Thomas men just be eating meat from the womb.
Aye.
Barbecue ready.
Good. I'm going to fix myself a plate.
Fix me a plate, to love.
Yes, dear.
Y'all excuse me a minute.
You ready to eat, Divine?
Yes, babe.
I'll fix you a plate.
Alonzo, I told you over by Ryan and Divine. You can't be calling me like this. Yes, I know we're supposed to go back to Republic Bank tomorrow. At this rate, it's better you play Lotto or something. We got to be careful. You know Ignatius heading good.
Shorty! You in there?
Bye.
Yes, hon?
Hey, what you doing in here by yourself?
Nothing. Nothing.
You sure everything okay, babes?
Yes, Iggy.
Why don't we slip in this room here and, you know?
Ignatius, come on. Let me go back outside.
Oh, you know, sometimes it's nice to be a little spontaneous.
Yeah, but I ain't in the mood, man.
You're never in the mood these days. What's really going on?
Nothing. I just feel tired.
I have to beg my wife for a little attention now?
No, you don't. Come on, let me go back outside.
Clarence.
What?
It looked like everything okay with Ignatius and Shelley to you.
Yes. They seem all right to me.
Well, she phone ring earlier and was Ignatius' nephew and she lie and tell Ignatius was your cousin.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Anyway, Levy don't assume nothing.
Look to come in. Let me mind your own business.
Attention, everyone.
Speech. Yes, me and Divine just want to thank you all for coming over today to celebrate Emmanuel's first Easter with us. We're so happy that you stuck by us throughout all of our difficulties.
Thank you all so much. We love you.
Love you too, sweetheart.
Yes.
To Divine, Ryan, and the future of the Thomas Empire, Ryan Emmanuel Zion Thomas.
Cheers.
Yes. Cheers.
Ignatius, I had no idea you were so deeply involved in the mining business.
Lawrence, you think I became this wealthy a businessman by doing just one thing?
Well, you got a point.
But I know there's a lot of concerns about safety of the mining industry these days, though. Hearing a lot of talk of eliminating mercury use and things like that.
Well, it's actually reduced and eliminated where feasible. They say with the new equipment and methods, we got a good chance of actually making more profits. Wherever profits there, I there.
Well, of course.
As a successful businessman, you know, it's not only profits that are important, but also the risk. You got to try to reduce risk, just like the safeguards under the RMI.
I hear one of them guys, Anil or one of them, mentioned this grievance mechanism. Something to do with raising concerns with El Dorado Gold. Responsible Mining Initiative.
Yes, the grievance mechanism.
How is it supposed to function, though, boss?
Ah, well, if anybody got an issue or concern with a project under the RMI, the grievance mechanism allows for the issue or concern to be addressed.
Uh-huh.
They could make a report.
Nice.
It's a simple four-step process. You submit your concern, they receive and acknowledge and review it. Then you're supposed to get a response in a timely manner.
So, for example, if I as a miner feel like somebody on the project ain't following the rules or doing something I don't agree with, I can use the grievance mechanism.
Yes. You know, with all the activities under the RMI, people must be able to voice their concern.
Especially when you're trying to change up things. You could imagine telling some of them poke knockers from back in the day about using less mercury and trying new machinery?
Never. But it's a different time now, and everybody got to adjust. Although, as a businessman, I all about making me money. But I don't want to see the mining industry destroy the environment and put everybody at risk.
A lot of damage has already been done, though.
True. Some perhaps irreversible. But you know what? We got a chance to restore and do better with time.
Well, cheers to that!
Cheers!
Lawrence, it's time we catch the house. It's done minutes to 10 and I ain't on the curfew, catch up on the road. Divine and Emmanuel done sleeping.
Yeah, I didn't realize it was so late. It was a wonderful day, eh?
Yes, indeed. Me and Shelly should get going too. Monica and Lawrence, you all get home safe.
Thanks, Ignatius.
Yes, thanks, Ignatius.
See you. See you.
Shelley!
You ready?
Lawrence, you think something funny could be going on between Shelley and Ignatius' nephew?
Monica, we ain't see nothing or hear nothing.
It would make sense. Ignatius is a big man and his nephew young and strong.
Don't let your imagination run away with you.
I really hope it's not up, because Ignatius crazy enough for make both Shelley and his nephew disappear. Lord of mercy.
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundoy.
Murundoy came to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, SMADS Limited, the Small Business Bureau, and the Conservation International Guyana, with funding from the Global Environment Facility and the Norwegian Agency for Development Cooperation, urging you to observe all safety measures as we fight COVID-19 together.